My name's Matt Perdue. I'm a government relations representative at National Farmers Union.
And National Farmers Union is urging USDA Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue to do more when it comes to suicide prevention in light of the economic crisis that farmers are facing. And from what I am hearing anecdotally, more calls to hotlines for assistance. Kind of tell us what exactly you guys want to see happen.
Yeah, so we have been working very hard through the Farm Bill and legislative process to get a program reauthorized. It's called the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, to get that program reauthorized, get it funded, and get it off the ground to provide more support to state programs that provide stress assistance networks to farmers and ranchers. As we work on those efforts, we thought that we should also touch base with the USDA and urge the Secretary to do what he can under existing authority to provide some services to farmers and ranchers. So the requests are that FSA field personnel are equipped to understand, to recognize the signs of somebody suffering from acute mental stress, to provide some guidance to cooperative extension services so we have more consistency in trainings on mental stress through extension throughout the country, and then also to have a convening of stakeholders at national level, at state levels, and at the local levels to really assess the challenges that farmers and ranchers are facing, identify some of the best practices in responding to their stress, and really to leverage more partnerships in providing a comprehensive response to a growing problem.
The proposal on the FSA field personnel, they would need some specific training for that?
Yeah, they would. But we are not asking for FSA field personnel to be trained responders. We are more asking for them to be able to identify those signs of mental stress and really to make a referral or to provide some materials to the farmer or rancher that they could then pursue voluntarily.
Sure. It's not only probably a HIPAA thing, but also farmers have a tough shell. So how do you think that balance would occur? And do you think that it's worth going out on that extra, handing them something or acknowledging that they might be having tough times?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, we're just really asking for FSA to share the information with the farmer and rancher that the farmer or rancher can voluntarily pursue. But to your point, farmers and ranchers are a proud bunch, and aren't really always very excited to admit when, one, they're struggling, and two, to ask for help. And so, one of the strengths of the USDA network across the country is the close relationship that they have with farmers and ranchers. That is something that we are trying to leverage, both through FSA, but also through extension. And extension is often regarded by farmers and ranchers as being a frontline educator, continuing education for farmers and ranchers who are actively working in the field. And this is a part of educating farmers and ranchers, is helping them understand how to recognize the signs of stress in their neighbors and themselves, and helping them understand how to cope with that stress and or seek the help that they need.
And your news release does point out the fact that there is a shortage of mental health professionals in
That's
rural
right.
areas. So therefore, where would they be referred to in certain instances?
Yeah, and that's really one of the key challenges, which is why we've been working so hard on the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network legislation, which serves as a key piece. It would not be mental health professionals, but it would be individuals who have received more intensive training on responding to the signs of stress, much in the same way that your local EMT department is a first responder to some kind of physical ailment. This would train first responders to mental and emotional situations. But the point remains that we do have a severe lack of mental health professionals. We need to leverage unique opportunities to provide farmers and ranchers better access to those mental health professionals. And so I think one of the key avenues for that is really looking at telehealth, telemedicine, where a farmer or rancher might not be able to sit in a mental health professional's office, but they can still have that face-to-face conversation remotely.
Right. You guys have been very active also on the opioid crisis, working with American Farm Bureau to address that concern and the surprise numbers when you did your survey of farmers affected by that. So in a sense, you guys are kind of on the forefront of that. And do you see that these two might dovetail somehow?
Yeah. You know, they're both mental behavior health issues. A lot of the response to each issue has a lot of similarities. And really what it comes down to is oftentimes what drives an individual to, taking drugs in an improper way and or a situation where they might be considering taking their own life, often the situations that lead to that are very similar. And so, there's a significant prevention component to this. And also, I think the point remains that we need to support farmers and ranchers who are going through these mental behavioral health issues at a higher rate right now.
Matt, could you share with us some of the key stress symptoms? You keep referring back to that. And I know you can't, every situation is different, but are there some that stand out that in the course of this interview, if someone's listening, they can maybe identify with or know someone who is going through that?
Yeah. So there are a few kind of key indicators for somebody who is dealing with prolonged mental stress. Some of them are very simple. You're just not feeling like yourself. You're feeling withdrawn, feeling agitated. A lot of farmers and ranchers, especially during the stressful spring planting and fall harvest seasons, really struggle to take care of themselves. And so if you feel your motivation to care for yourself is even lower, that can also be a sign. And, again, the piece that a lot of people attribute to somebody who is in a situation where they're considering taking their own life is just this hopelessness. And a lot of farmers and ranchers are struggling with a greater sense of hopelessness right now with the economic conditions out there. And so if you're feeling one of those signs, it's really important that you do reach out to the networks in your state, to individuals who can provide you help, or even just have a conversation with a friend, with a family member. Acknowledge that you're not feeling quite yourself, and go from there and pursuing the help that you need.
Is there one number, national number, that will get them to their state level that I could put on the web or not?
So there is. I would refer you to FarmAid. FarmAid has hotline numbers. They have a national number, but they also maintain a network of state organizations that can provide you with those services.